Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm good.
Yay. Happy fall.
Happy fall.
Yes.
That's right.
She's here.
Girl.
She's falling on us.
She didn't even knock. She just walked right in. She said, I'm here, bitches.
At 8:32, she knocked and she was all, good morning. Happy fall. Happy fall.
So where did you get that from? I walked in earlier and you said, it's fall.
Whatever time it was. Yeah. I don't know. I got a message to say at so-and-so, it will be fall. And so I went with it. So
I've never heard that before. Like, I've heard a day, but not a time.
Like a specific time?
Yeah. You were all, it's 3:32. Happy fall. happy fall?
Yeah. It happened this morning. I don't know the exact time at this point, but it was this morning. So, yeah. Happy fall. That's awesome.
Autumn, it is awesome.
What is it? Autumn?
Autumn, what?
Sure. Okay. Well, this episode is sponsored by HEB Grapes. And,
so and
what are you having there?
I'm having HEB Hit the Tropics Chill Mix.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah. If y'all haven't had them, and this is not sponsored, I know y'all probably think we have HEB as a big sponsor.
One day, we'll tag them.
But, yes. Yeah, put in the notes. But they have these different chill mixes, and the Hit the Tropics hits the spot is what it does.
Mm,
it's so good.
Tropics. We'll talk about that.
This is the bag that I took with me on our trip to Italy.
Italy. Yes. Yeah. Lots on that.
Yeah. So we haven't been.
When did we eat them?
I ate some on the plane.
You did?
Yeah. And then a little bit at the hotel. With some vino, I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah. I do remember now. It's all coming back to me now. Okay. Well. Yeah.
Well, we haven't been here for a couple weeks because we were.
I was going to do a little recap prior to our trip to Rome just to kind of catch us up on what happened.
My bad.
You went straight. You're back in vacay. You want this little Italian glow. You still have the Italian glow.
Yeah, because I'm Italian.
Oh, Lord. Well, there's a lot to catch up since our last episode earlier this month.
Yeah.
Our last episode was September 3rd.
Yeah.
And we are having our last episode-ish in September. So here we are. Before we left on this grand excursion, I guess, we celebrated our popper Chris's birthday.
That's right. Beep, 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 ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yes. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris. Happy belated birthday, Chris.
Yeah, that was a day. We started in Barbaro.
Girl.
We ended up in another place and had a drag show.
You know,
we had our own drag show.
We did. You know, these boys are not good influences on us.
What do you mean?
Well, every time we hang out with them, we just, especially when we get together early. Like when it's an afternoon thing or a dinner thing. Because, you know, at a certain point, you're like, okay, we've had dinner. It's time to go home. But getting together for brunch with these guys.
Brunch is trouble. Not good. Right.
It's just trouble.
Right. I agree with you.
This has happened multiple times now where we get to go to brunch.
Well, you know, you have control. you can make some decisions.
Yes.
But you chose not to.
Well, usually because my husband is supposed to help me. But my husband also has control and doesn't use it.
Okay, and so we went to Let's Be Honest, and we went to Aikachula, and we had a great time.
We did all the Jota things that day. We went to the gay bars. We had a drag show. We had more drinks.
Just a good time.
We even had one of those big, ¿cómo se dice? The big, like, tall tower.
Like a tube.
Yeah, like the super tall tower tube.
To be shared among, like, 10 people, which is fine. We only had,
it's fine when you're 22.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right.
they brought that thing out, and I was like, oh my gosh, we are not that table. We are not. Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we came. It was fine. No,
it was a great time. It was just a great time.
There's quite a few, a lot of bubbles around the area, but yeah. And also that, whatever week that was, we had a reunion with one of our former ministries benefiting Teca Boca. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh. Yes, our good papa friend Colin
hosted us. So
Thank you, Colin. It was just benefiting us.
It was benefiting us. And we used to support Teca Boca's Marianist Retreat Center and coming together. But yeah,
we used to, we've talked about it before on the pod.
Yeah, where we used to do
the Teca Boca fundraiser, which we don't do anymore, but we just miss that crew. They're so much fun. They're
so,
so
much fun to
good
work with.
People, just good energy when we're with them. And so we're and we need to have a reunion. And I have a good feeling
we're going to end up meeting soon, sooner than later. So that, so that's good. And lastly, we went to the sneak peek of Rocky Horror Show, a production over at San Pedro Playhouse.
That's right.
That was a good event. Miguel put it together, so thank you for your job.
Yes, that's right. We have the Rocky Horror Show that's going to be opening on October 3rd at San Pedro Playhouse. You know, it's really funny because I do communications for the theater, and so I in tandem with Rick, one of my coworkers, we send out all the correspondence and emails and stuff from the theater. I sent out the email for the sneak peek for Rocky Horror. And in the email it says, the San Pedro Playhouse. It does. And you know, it's one of those things where you don't see it until you receive the email.
Right, and I was like, no.
I know. So anyway, yeah, it was a great event. Super fun. I was actually going to talk about that later on. But now that you mentioned it, if you don't have plans for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Which is right around the corner because when y'all, well.
We're transitioning to things to do. So
things to do. Yeah, here we go. So on Halloween night, it's going to be the closing night of the Rocky Horror Show at San Pedro Playhouse. There will be an event starting at 7, pre-show stuff. There's going to be a tattoo artist there doing mini tattoos, like real tattoos.
No, thank you.
I will probably get one.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Why not?
Are you going to get a Rocky?
No.
Just boxing gloves?
I don't know. A little robe? A little star. I don't know. But I will probably get one just because it would be fun. And then the show begins, and then after the show, there's going to be a dance party at the theater.
That's going to be so much fun. We're going to be there.
We'll be there. There's going to be a costume contest. It doesn't have to be a Rocky Horror contest, costume or whatever. But yeah, if you don't have anything to do on Halloween, come on out. Get your tickets because they're already selling, and it will sell out.
Sure. Yeah.
It will sell out.
We had some amazing food there.
At the sneak peek.
we need to talk about this.
Okay. So every time we do the sneak peek, by the way, if you want to be invited to the sneak peek, you have to be.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Yes.
Putting in a plug.
These are so much fun, y'all. Listen.
Okay. So we have a society at the theater called the Ovation Society. And the Ovation Society are regular donors to the theater. They make a 5-year pledge to make regular donations for 5 years. And if you are an Ovation member, you get invited to the sneak peeks for every show at on the main stage and the shows downstairs at Classic Theater. And so that's how you get invited to these. So if you want to do that, you can send me a message on Instagram or whatever, or you can shoot me an email. Go to sanpedroplayhouse.org and get more information. Pero, whenever we do these sneak peeks, we always get food that's themed with the show. So when I was like, what food are we going to have for the Rocky Horror Show? And I thought, well, Frankenfurter is a play on Frankfurter, which is a hot dog. So let's get hot dogs.
There you go.
So I called around town, and we ended up getting it catered by the Dog Father. And one of my biggest things was I always try to get places that have vegan options, of course, because she's vegan. And the guy was like, we can do any of the dogs that we do and make them vegan. And they do all these like specialty dogs with all kinds of things on them, like takis and elote and all kinds of cool stuff. And he said, we can do all of it and we can make all of it vegan. And I was like, well, of course. So they came in. It was amazing.
Was the whole offering vegan?
No. They were all beef dogs and then they were vegan dogs, but they had chili on the side. The chili was vegan.
Right.
The mayo was vegan. Like all the things that the toppings, it was all vegan. And it was a vegan friendly
event. Vegan
friendly event. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And so it was great. So then we ended up going back there because
we went the next day. I was like, this little tease is not going to work. I need a whole burger and a side of fries, curly fries.
Yeah.
And we did it. We tore it up. It was my God. You went back today.
Wow. You did not have to just throw me under the bus like that.
Good plug
yes.
for this dog father. They're amazing. Local. They're great. And they're friendly.
Oh, my gosh.
So friendly. They went over the whole menu. And they
Their staff was so nice. There's a young guy there that works up in the front. He was so sweet. Go. There's our plug. They can be our next sponsor after H-E-B.
Yeah, we'll definitely tag them. So we are going to transition to going into our Italian glow and talking about a work trip that I had actually in Rome. But prior to turning myself in.
Like that. Yes, because it was so bad.
Miguel and I explored in one of Italy's coastal gems area while navigating a lot. Like the driving. We'll talk about driving shortly. But we stayed at a nice hotel, a very fabulous coastal hotel along the Sperlonga Gaeta area.
Right.
It was sort of like an Italian twist of the White Lotus. guests dined in around the same time. People went to the pool at the same time.
It was so funny because as we would go to meals and we were looking around and I was like, oh my God, that like one of them is gonna die tonight.
Someone's gonna die tonight. It was so bad. It was really bad,
but it was totally White Lotus. The hotel was called Grand Hotel Le Roche, and it was absolutely gorgeous. If you ever go to Italy and you're just like, what are we gonna do while we're here? Go to Gaeta and stay at this hotel. It's right on the coast, and it has its own little private cove. And so it's not open to the public. It's only the people at the hotel. And the hotel is not very big.
No.
It's got all these different levels that are all along the cliff of the little mountain there. It is just amazing.
Amazing. A lot of stairs. Like, you will get tired. A lot of stairs, but yes. Anywho, very, very interesting guests. You didn't know who they were. We were like, that has to be an actor. They're in their honeymoon. That guy is the killer.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And every meal you go to, you see the same people there.
Yeah.
So it was so much fun. What an amazing trip. We'll post pictures on our Instagram and y'all can see that.
We actually drove. We were driving throughout Italy. Was it an adventure or was it just reckless chaos?
I think it was an adventure. I wouldn't say it was reckless chaos.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think Jose drove. I didn't drive. I would have, but he doesn't ever let me drive, even though I drive better than he does.
Wow.
But Jose drove, and I think you did really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Granted, we were like in like all this like country rural area. So it's not like
we were driving in
a big city or anything.
Right.
The busiest part is when we got to the airport. No, it was great. It was great. And then so once we spent a few days in Gaeta and Sperlonga, we made our way over to Rome.
Right.
And that's when Jose had to do his work thing, which was cool because they put us up in this beautiful hotel that had like a spa and all of these like different pools, and it was gorgeous. And so
I was slaving away, you were just wasting away.
I was recharging.
You were recharging your batteries. You know, you had a lot going on, and it was really good to actually see you just relax.
It was great. We had such a wonderful time. I even took a day off, and while you were working, I went into the city center and
explored
around Rome, and which we've been to before, but it was great to be down there. And the best thing, my favorite part of the entire trip,
what was it?
The food. Oh my God. It was so good.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We did not have a bad meal anywhere.
Absolutely not. We tried new things. We went outside of, obviously we were outside of Rome, city center. So we got to go into little I guess little places, not villages.
Yeah, kind of little villages, and
stay in that area and just eat and
real authentic Italian food. It was just, it was great. It was great. That was my favorite part.
It wasn't spaghetti, y'all.
No,
it was not
spaghetti or lasagna. We did not have spaghetti or lasagna.
That wasn't even an option in this era. It was like, wow, okay, we're really doing this.
It was great. Yeah. That was my favorite part, but... So, yeah. So, we are back.
We are back. We're refreshed. We are rejuvenated. All the things.
I do want to bring up one thing about something we talked about previous to us leaving. We talked about something, and today, my sister, she said, I brought you something. Uh-oh. And she gave me this envelope, so I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to open it.
I'm opening the
and
envelope.
She said, I just wanted to bring you this. So, go ahead and open
there's
it.
There's a few things in here.
Yeah, okay. Open it.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's more. Hang on.
And she said, on your podcast, you said that nobody ever buys.
Oh, my God.
She said, you said that nobody ever buys hard copies of school pictures anymore. And she gave me this envelope, and it's my niece's school pictures from the last, like, few years. She's only the second grade. So there's, second grade, first grade,
we
kindergarten.
We have pre-K in fall to 21, kindergarten, spring, first grade. What is a spring first grade versus first grade? There's a spring kindergarten. Do they grow that big? Difference?
I guess so. So she said, you said nobody ever orders pictures. I still order pictures.
Oh,
and so she gave me those and she put it on the back. You know, like when you were young, your mom would always like write it on the back. Like,
yeah.
Like Joey, first grade, Joey, fourth grade or whatever.
This
and so she gave me all
hilarious.
Those.
Okay, well, we need to discuss. We're gonna figure out by next, but we'll let y'all know what happened.
We'll have little pictures of Azalea all over the place. Yes, but I thought that was just hilarious.
Wow. Okay, yeah. This is a thing.
Good to know she's listening. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is not. This is quality. This is
They're not like printed off of your house printer.
Right.
Those are
actual
school.
That is funny. Okay. Well,
so there you go.
Let's start the show.
Well, let's start it. We're already like more than halfway in. So what do you have for us? Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll go first. So in Norway, electric cars now outnumber gas cars in the country.
Good.
There are now more electric cars than there are gas cars in the country. So the split is there's only about 1,000 more, which might seem like a lot, but it's a big number. It's like 735,000 gas cars and 736,000 electric cars. But by 2025, all new cars must have no tailpipe emissions.
Ooh.
None by 20. That's next year.
And they're committed.
So
there's like
they're
no
committed.
Going back.
No, like there's no going back. There's so cars are now like manufacturing these electric cars. And so I thought that was some great news. I was doing some research and trying to find just some good news to share with us tonight. And there wasn't a lot, which made me kind of sad. I was like, man, this sucks, you know?
Well,
so that was great. And I wanted to share that. Excuse me. Secondly, a world record has been broken for the most burpees.
Oh, no.
In
no.
12 hours.
No.
The most burpees in 12 hours. How many do you think he did?
Oh, no.
In what, 12 hours.
No. That's at least 1,000.
He did 7,777 burpees in 12
There's
hours.
No.
26-year-old Matthew Charles Morgan from the United States. He's a yoga instructor.
Of course.
And he did 12 hours worth of burpees. He was doing them in like little increments. So he would do some and then he would take a break for 2 minutes and do some. And so he broke the world record and did 7,777.
There are two things that I hated about CrossFit. One, number first place.
Is burpees really?
Yeah, that is a reason why.
I don't think they're that bad.
No, let me just share my story, please.
Okay. Go, go, go.
And number two is the pull-ups. I just didn't have the upper body strength to do that. Anywho,
that's
burpees,
true. That's true.
You just make me, no.
And then the very last thing is I saw this really cool video that I'm going to share on our Instagram about an artist. His name is Willard Wigan. Okay. He makes the smallest sculptures in the world. The smallest sculptures in the world.
Okay? What qualifies as a sculpture?
It has to have like some kind of shape. It's got to have like a certain color. It's got to look like something. I mean, it's a sculpture. It looks like something.
Okay.
It's not just like a speck of dust.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Like, it's like something. Sure. Okay. It's something that's created and made. The smallest one is a little sculpture of William Shakespeare. It's like his bust. It can only be seen under a microscope. Oh my God. And it is made inside of a human hair. It's carved from dust. And it's inside of a human hair. And then he painted it with dust.
What?
I know. It's absolutely stunning and amazing. So I'm going to share it. It's super cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
That's so impressive. I mean, you can't put this sculpture outside.
No.
I think of something.
It lives in like a little tiny petri dish. And so they take it out and they put it under the microscope and you can see it under the microscope.
Oh, I feel so bad for people who were trying so hard to beat that. To work with a
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Wow. All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, I was going to ask you, has anybody gave you any feedback regarding what are you doing to be a good human? Because going back to your first story that you were sharing about sustainability and all that good stuff, and part of my small steps, big impact segment, I want to share with you that I've made a sustainability effort. And it happened today. You're going to be really proud of me.
Okay.
And so, like, I don't know. At Mass today, they were talking about some sustainability thing that they're forming at a church. And so I was just like, I can't go to this event. And so what can I do? And so I went to the grocery store and I used my reusable bag. I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you need some dings. Do the ding, 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 ding.
Okay. How many do you want?
You get two of those.
Oh, my God.
And
another one. Thank you so much.
Well, I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Backtracking to your question about what people are saying. So I did share that before we left, and I actually forgot to say it on my last our last podcast. I had two responses.
Oh.
One person, Gina, said that what she was doing to be a good human was they went and wrote letters for like political things. You know, so, you know, they're always saying, if you want change to happen, go out and write letters to your congressman, go out and whatever. And so one of the political offices here in San Antonio, they were having a letter writing thing and they were inviting people to come out and they were going to provide all the supplies and you come out and you help with the letter writing. So Gina said she wrote letters for those reasons.
Right.
You know, whatever her beliefs are. The other one came from, believe it or not, Father James Martin.
What?
Father James Martin responded, and he said that he had gone to a funeral mass that day. He said that to be a good human, he went to a funeral mass. And, you know, when people have funerals, if it's not somebody who's like a close, you know, like a family member or something, oftentimes we feel like, are they really going to know I'm there? Like, whatever. But that's really a super kind gesture to go to something like that.
Yeah.
Because it takes time out of your day. And just to be present, like from my own personal experience, when my dad passed, I remember being at my dad's funeral and seeing people walking by from San Antonio.
Right.
That I was like, these people took this time, you know, and that's like, that is definitely a reflection of a good human. So cheers to both of them. And I thought that was really cool.
That's great.
So this week I want to find out what people are doing again.
With the letter writing for people to encourage people to vote. It's not necessarily their political stance, but just to encourage other people to vote.
Yeah.
Our dear popper friends, Sophia and Nora, did that today.
That's right.
They did a drive at a restaurant over in Austin, which... I just want to give kudos to them to really encourage people and make a statement on why it's important to vote. Sure. So,
yeah,
you guys, you know, I'm not going to get political, but get out there and vote.
Yeah.
Especially in Texas, y'all, get out there and vote, and be sure to check and make sure you're registered to vote.
Right?
Because there's a lot.
Did you check yours?
I did.
Oh, I did.
But there's a lot of weird and crazy shit happening right now.
Baby.
And so do not take it for granted that you're registered. I will share a link to make sure that you can find out if you're registered to vote. So it takes 5 seconds to find out. But
well, I have a funny and a riddle.
Okay, you don't have any sports for us?
I mean, I do. You want me to just... Yeah,
let's go.
Oh, my God. Do we have time for that?
That's what people are here for.
Oh, my God. Well, college football is back. I mean, it's been back. A little highlight. Texas seems to be holding the top spot this year.
UT?
UT.
Okay.
Yeah, after some commanding wins, they are way up there. Georgia remains a force, solidifying their set. They're standing at number second. They're doing really good.
Number second?
Number two.
Wait, who won last year?
I know, State is number three this week. So, yeah. So, that's college football. Our fantasy football.
Never happened.
There's nothing to fantasize. Nothing happened. We did complete one step. And then
We registered.
It's like registering for a vote, but then you don't go to the poll. So we did one thing.
Y'all, if you register to vote, go vote.
Like, actually do it.
Do
like,
not be go. Like us.
Don't fantasize and be like in complete one process. Like, just get it done. You're right.
Oh, my God.
I just received a message that the Cowboys just lost to the Ravens today.
28-25. Here's my surprise. I have one little sports thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Shohei Ohtani, oh my gosh, the baseball player that got the 50-50.
Oh my God, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't mention that. So the 30-year-old Japanese sensation, he crushed 3 home runs in the Dodgers' 20-4 victory over the Marlins to become the first baseball player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in one season in Major League Baseball
history.
That's
insane. That's like unheard of.
Unheard of.
He's huge.
He is a big boy. Like, he could be a football player. He is a big boy.
He's a big boy. Like, and I'm...
Congrats to him.
Congrats. Great, yeah, that's important.
Another congratulations is in session. I have to congratulate my new crush.
Oh, you have a crush.
Steven Nedorosic.
Who's it?
From
the
Olympics.
From the Olympics.
He's so cute.
He's in Dancing with the Stars.
He's in Dancing with the Stars.
That's very sports.
So well.
Okay.
That's sports.
It's very sports competitive.
And if you don't follow him on Instagram, follow him on Instagram. He is so cute and nerdy, and I just think he's adorable. Just the sweetest guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Anyway, do you have anything else? Let's do some funnies.
Okay, let's do it. All right. So for the funny of the day. Mm-hmm. This came from an Instagram post from Siobhan.
Ooh,
yeah.
Siobhan. Okay,
Siobhan.
Okay.
I thought of you since you're veganist and all that. So here we go. What's the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
Black-eyed peas and chickpeas. I don't know. What's the difference?
Black-eyed peas can sing us a song, and chickpeas can hum us a song. You're laughing.
Okay, the sing us a song was dumb, but whenever you said hum us a song, that's pretty good.
Well, you know the band. Yes.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Okay. You don't have to explain it to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Siobhan. Thank you for posting that. That's funny. That's a funny one.
Yes. Okay, and for today's riddle, okay, I'm going to make you think for a bit.
Okay.
Jimmy's mother had 3 children.
Okay.
The first was called April. The second was called May. What's the name of the third?
Jimmy.
Shit. Okay. What has a head and a tail, but no body?
A coin.
Oh. All right. Well, there's my funny and riddles for the day. Total fail. But, you know, we're coming back strong next week, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Back to you.
Okay. Well, I did want to share one more thing before we leave. While we were on our trip, I watched a lot of shows. And I just want to tell people, if you've not seen Baby Reindeer, watch Baby Reindeer.
Oh, okay.
That shit's that's crazy and really, really good. You and I both started watching Monsters.
Monsters.
The Menendez brothers
story. Highly recommend.
So far, highly
so
recommend.
Far,
very,
like
very, very
episode
good.
Episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I watched Dark Waters. about the whole Teflon DuPont thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very, very fascinating. Good one. I went, I did a big rewind and watched The Boy Next Door with Jennifer Lopez. Crazy. The whole.
Wait, was it The Boy Next Door?
Yeah, that was it.
The psycho boy?
Yeah, the psycho kid next door. That's like an old movie, but
was it? Oh, it was really good.
It was pretty good. I watched The Perfect Couple. Great series on Netflix.
Okay.
Watch it. I also started watching Griselda with, ¿cómo se llama? Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Great show. And I'm currently reading Come Forth by Father James Martin, which I'm almost done with. And Father James Martin said that once we finish reading the book, he would be willing to come on the podcast and do a podcast with us. So we might get Father James Martin to come to us.
Come on down.
I don't know if that's really going to happen, but we can try. Hey, we can always try.
I mean, I watched a few shows, but I think the one that really stood out was Roadhouse, the newer version.
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. I watched that and I really enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it or did you enjoy Jake Gyllenhaal?
I think that was a part.
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but that's a lot of other shows, but that was worth noting. All right, well,
we're out of time.
I think we're really over time here. All right.
Thank you all so much for being here. We miss you. I hope y'all missed us. And hopefully, we'll be back again next week to kick off October.
October.
That's already happens right around the corner.
One show a month.
Yeah. Sheesh. We appreciate all of you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast
if you haven't already. And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment wherever you listen to Our Popscast. You can also do it on the phone at 210-816-3747. We take texts. We take voicemails. We take texts.
Voicemail.
Yeah. So be sure to do that. So be sure to let us know so we can tell everybody else what you're doing to be a good human this week.
Yes, let's share some good news.
Yeah, we need some good news in this world. So until next week.
Bye.